Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Caudill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot. Today is a bonus little episode, and we want to talk about the Mandela Effect. Did you notice I didn't say who we were?
Yeah, I did notice that. Yeah, so we were definitely together the first time we ever learned of the Mandela Effect because of my mom, I think.
What did your mom do?
Like, she was the one that asked me about how Berenstain Bears was spelled.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know where she saw it, maybe like on Facebook or something, but we had read the Berenstain Bears books. Like, that was how I learned to read.
Aww.
So I knew the spelling was Berenstain. And then she was also just mind blown because, like, I remember learning the I before E or E before I and how to pronounce that. And it was very confusing. And Berenstain was the thing that was like, there's an E before an I at the end of it. So I just have, like, vivid memories of spelling that word.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It was E-I because my mom is from Brazil, so she knows how to speak Portuguese, Spanish, English, and in college she took German classes. So whenever we would, and I was always embarrassed that her accent was so strong growing up because it made me feel, like, very different. So whenever we would read Berenstain Bears, she would call it Berenstain Bears because of the German whatever. She thought she was cool. So I would cry and yell at her and say, it's Berenstain, it's Berenstain, it's not Stein.
Oh my
god. Be normal. Which is really sad, but
that's so weird that we both had, like, personal memories and experiences of that specific thing, and that was the first Mandela Effect we learned of together.
Yeah. I feel like that's the most common one.
Yeah, but there are definitely some people that are like, oh, well, I don't know. My memory could have been off. Like, I guess I could be remembering it wrong. And I'm just like, yeah, but I'm not. Like, I know this.
Yeah.
You cannot change my mind about this.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Febreze.
Really? How is it really spelled?
It's really spelled with one E, Febreze, but it was two. Because why would we pronounce it Febreze?
Exactly. Who would come
Febreze.
Up with that?
Oh, it's so
but
stupid.
For those of you that don't know what the Mandela Effect is, it is...
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
It's supposedly this whole, like, realization collectively started because a bunch of people believed that Nelson Mandela died in prison in, like, 1980 or 81 or something, but really, he died in, like, 2006. Or something, like,
yeah,
maybe 2000, I don't know, way later. But a bunch of people remembered it wrong, or they, like, specifically remember in history books learning about how Nelson Mandela died. So
I remember,
like, this whole thing. Yeah, I mean, I remember history class learning that he died in prison. I didn't remember the year or anything, but he definitely wasn't dead whenever I learned that. So I don't know. There's, like, a bunch of theories on why everybody remembers things wrong. Everybody just, like, psychology says it's just some, like, when one person remembers things wrong, then everybody just decides to get on board and create a fake memory. But I don't believe it, because I think that...
I don't believe it either. I don't think it's about memory.
Jump timelines. No.
Yes.
I think it's about parallel universes.
So, yeah, so a lot of people believe it's about memory. A lot of people believe it's a simulation, and really the world did end in 1999 or 2012 or both. And this is just a false simulation that we're all here, and that I think it's like Tesla's products or whatever. They were able to create this false reality with computers and Tesla's findings. I don't know. That's what a lot of people really believe. 100% think it's timeline jumping.
I heard the theory that in 2012, like December 2012, CERN created their own, like, fake mini, like, black hole or something. It was when they discovered the, like, Higgs particle, like the smallest possible particle. So,
yes.
Like, potentially they disturbed the entire time-space continuum when they did that. So it either
wouldn't that be awesome?
It merged together two timelines. So we have people from the one timeline and people from the other timeline.
Weird.
I just wonder about how...
there's got to be more than two timelines.
I definitely think there's more than two, but the theory is that they just merged those two specific ones accidentally. So that's why it's one or the other. It's Berenstain or Berenstain. It's like there's not like 11 different rememberings of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then like the other ones... Like JCPenney, if it's spelled with an E at the end, like EY or just Y. Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember which way it is now, but I feel like I grew up and it was like a penny with an Y and there wasn't an E. Because I was like, because I didn't want to shop at JCPenney's because it was pennies. And
I think the Shazam one is super weird too.
I swear I saw that movie.
Yeah, because so there's this idea that Sinbad starred in a movie called Shazam or Kazam or something where it's like
Kazam.
He's a
Is it Kazam? Shazam.
Well, because there's a Shaq one that I think was Shazam. Because I remember the Shaq one being on Disney Channel, but I remember knowing that it was based on the first one where he's like a genie and grants wishes and stuff. And everybody even remembers the exact like what the VHS cassette looked like. And the image, like the illustrations, and people have recreated it and are like, yeah, that's definitely what it was. Like, everybody knows what it was. But Sinbad himself is like, no, I've never been in it. I know that it wasn't real. But, like, we all know that it was. You're lying to yourself. That must be trippy to be, like, the person involved. Like, the Berensteins.
I don't think they're involved. I think it's a mistake. Like, a glitch.
No, but for it to be about their name.
Oh, like Sinbad?
Yeah, like him being in it, or Mandela being in it. Like, other people are remembering my life differently than I know it happened.
Well, we're in it. Hello? We talked about it in the Devil episode, Pan.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we're Nimrod. Sort of in it. Not really. Nimrod.
Well, Nimrod's in it, I guess, but he keeps trying to involve us. Because why did we know anything about him to begin with?
I don't know. And then
Pan
I read that
is
book.
Literally the trickster. Like, he takes on different forms and faces. So it's just weird that we have these false memories. You know what's also? I had a random Mandela effect that, like, my friend Nicole lives off of a road called Weber Road. And my whole childhood, I remember it being spelled with one B, but now there's two Bs. And the sign looks like it's new, but everybody that lives on that road said that it's always been two. So I'm like, this
That's
is
so
just
weird.
In my head, my own. But I wonder how many there are that we just don't notice or talk about.
Yeah. What about which timeline are you from with Oscar Mayer? Do you remember how to spell it?
It's Mayer.
Yeah, my baloney has a first name. It's Oscar. My baloney has a second name. It's Mayer.
Yeah.
No, it's O.
Wait, what?
It's O now. M-A-Y-O-R. It's E-R. M-A-Y-E-R because it just flows. It's not O-R.
Right. That
M-A-Y-O-R. It's like hard to say. And it was a jingle.
Mayer? I don't know. That's a weird one. What's another one?
Skechers.
Yeah.
It was always a T. And now there's no T. S-K-E-C-H-E-R.
Oh, and Cheez-Its. Cheez-It? It's just Cheez-It?
There's no way. It's Cheez-Its.
Ew.
Why would we have said Cheez-It? I want a Cheez-It.
I'm just going to go get some Cheez-It. Can you grab me the box of Cheez-It?
Oh, that's strange. So silly.
There's also just a theory that the entire government has been, like, tricking us and completely changing all of the branding of everything. And, like, but that can't be true because, like, we had the Berenstain Bears books and then they changed names. Like, they did not come in our house and change the name. Unless it is a simulation, it's a hologram, and they are actually able to just change the vibration of something to make it completely different physically.
I don't know what it is.
Because they really could... If you, like, are able to target vibrations that are manifesting physically so that the brain interprets them differently, you could change anything in the physical without actually touching it.
Well, I think it's... Okay, so what if Mandela effects are separate timelines that have been created? What if the deja vu is like a reset button? And that's the moment when they're starting over.
Like they come into alignment then?
Or they just hit the reset button. Whoever they are, there's like a reset button. And we have to go back a little bit to reboot.
Oh, I see what you mean. So we're replaying that moment multiple times in that one moment. Yeah. I get deja vu too much. Like, I feel like they're probably messing with my programming all the time.
Oh my God.
Interesting. It's one of those things that, like, you know something's up, but you can't pinpoint what, so you kind of have to just compartmentalize and be in denial that this is happening. Like, yeah, it's weird. I don't understand it. Are we supposed to question it? Like, are these specific things we're supposed to be taking extra note of? Like, I find it interesting that it's mostly targeting our generation. Because it's like Berenstain Bears, our generation grew up reading during them. Shazam, we were watching TV in childhood at that age. Like, why is it things that our generation
specifically remembers? And Looney Tunes and Fruit Loops. Yeah.
Exactly. Our snacks are like, it seems like they want us to be tripping out, which is cool. Like, I think that at least makes us all kind of question what's going on.
I never realized that it's just from the 80s. Yeah. From the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. And now. The past 40 years now. Wow.
Right.
What's
going
on?
So it has to be something that they're doing to the, like, collective field or mind, like, right now.
What if it's been happening much longer and we don't even know because we didn't have social media, we didn't have internet, and, like, now everybody is so much more connected, and so we can see, like, where...
Yeah, we didn't really have much of a collective memory back then.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have the ability to exchange information to remember the same things as everybody else on the planet. And we couldn't confirm what our memory was saying later. Like, now we have proof of everything we've ever thought online.
Yeah, we can, like, look it up. But even, I don't know, it's just so weird. Like, I wonder if we had ever written down... Did you ever write down anything about Nimrod? And then
I'm sure.
Have you tried to look for those... like diary entries or anything? What if your fucking handwriting...
If I wrote Pan instead of Nimrod, that would be scary.
Ugh. Oh my God. I just got really creeped out.
But I mean, it could be. We could be constantly jumping timelines into a timeline where history is different. It could speak to our own personal abilities to jump into drastically different timelines.
Yeah, like in 12 years from now. If there's a headline that's like, RBG passes away at 99 or however old she would have been, we'd be like, I swear, in 2020, she passed away. And it's like, no, you're crazy. You remember it wrong. That was so-and-so. Like, that's basically what the Mandela effect is.
Yeah.
As if 12 years from now, there's a headline saying she died. Oh, so there's a new one. I'm really excited about
this. A new Mandela effect?
Yeah. What is that? Natalie told me about it, which is really exciting. Okay, so she said before Chadwick Boseman died, his birthday or his birth year was 1967, I think. Yeah, he's old. So, she might be wrong, but... This is the theory. So in 1967, so he died at 42 because he hasn't had his birthday yet, which is the same number as Jackie Robinson's baseball number. And he played Jackie Robinson in 42, I think, or some movie. And so that was a theory. And Natalie's friend, who knew he was born in 1967 because he's like, wow, like he died he made that connection. He Googled it. And now it's changed to 66. He wasn't born in 67 anymore. So he was 43. Wait.
70. Would that be... 77? Or 76?
Maybe I'm wrong. 77 and 76. Because I'm at the 50s. Yeah. 77 and 76. But Natalie did say 67. So now I'm concerned.
Weird.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. 77 and 76. So now I didn't Google it either. But let's see, Chadwick Bozeman age? 43. Yeah. But if you had looked before,
it would say it was 42. That's very weird. 2020, I'm not surprised if we find way more Mandela. Oh,
two 76 more Mandela and 77. Yeah.
That I thought of that are the big ones are the Star Wars and Snow White ones.
Okay, so I asked my friend. Okay, here's the kicker. No matter who you talk to about this, these timelines, you cannot get confirmation because maybe they are from a different timeline.
Yeah.
Because I asked my friend, who is a huge Star Wars, like, buff, nerd, whatever, loves it, has seen every movie, like, 20 times. He's like, no, it's always been, no, I am your father.
Yeah, he must be from the other timeline.
Yeah, and I was like, well, didn't people used to say in school, Luke, I am your father? And he's like, yeah, but they got it wrong. It was never Luke, I am your father.
Why would everybody get it wrong? Because I've never even seen Star Wars, but that's the one line that I know or thought I knew. And now I'm just like, well, I really know nothing about Star Wars because like,
yeah.
I just knew it. I only knew it because of other people knowing it and saying it all the time. I just, who misquotes a line that big collectively? That just doesn't. And same with Snow White, mirror, mirror on the wall. Like there are actual.
Yes.
There's like toys out there that when you press the button in the mirror, it says mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the
And I'm wall? Pretty sure even Shrek, like, doesn't Farquaad, Lord Farquaad say, yes. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yes.
And it's because it's he stole the mirror.
Right.
So I wonder if that's not mirror, mirror anymore.
It's not. It's, oh, in Shrek?
In Shrek.
Oh. I mean, I don't think the spinoffs have changed. I think everybody that said it wrong. That's still active. I think it's literally just that one moment that the timeline split.
Oh, so I actually just pulled up a Mandela effect list. And guys, I'm wrong. It's not O. It's not M-A-Y-O-R. It's M-E-Y-E-R or M-A-Y-E-R.
It's M-A.
It's actually M-A.
In this timeline, it's M-A?
One of the most confounding of all, there's an A in Meyer. Honest goodness, we thought it was M-E-Y-E-R. I don't know which one I'm in. Fruit Loops, Looney Tunes, the Monopoly Monocle. This is a big one. Okay, Fruit of the Loom, the cornucopia of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah.
There's no cornucopia.
That's a.
It's just fruit. Lie. Yeah. It no, was always a cornucopia because I never knew what a cornucopia was.
Right.
Until
except
that.
For that's how. Yeah. When I wanted to know that word, I feel like that's the only connection that was made for me. About what it is. It's the thing on the Fruit of the Loom. I remember specifically learning it because of Fruit of the Loom. Ugh, why does it have to be specific memories? Like, why can't it just be general things that I'm like, oh, I don't know if I've heard that before. Like, why does it have to contradict my actual life story? How am I supposed to trust any of my memories ever?
Oh my god. Also, the Hello Clarice. That's a big thing.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, why really? Not? Okay. Really? I mean, I don't know. So in the movie, Silence of the Lambs, oh, it's so creepy. You should watch it. He says, hello, Clarice. And it's actually, he just says, good morning. He never says, hello, Clarice. I kind of creeped myself out with the way I pronounced hello, Clarice. I was like, ew, that was like kind of spot on. Oh, Smokey the Bear.
What about him?
There's no the. It's just Smokey Bear.
Ew. That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's what it is. But I was thinking about another one. Whenever you mentioned Star Wars, it reminded me of another famous movie one. Oh, Risky Business. Did you ever see that Mm-mm. 80s movie? It's Tom Cruise, and he's, like...
That's the one where he dances in his underwear or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
He
that.
Has a white shirt and sunglasses on. And actually... He has a pink shirt on and
oh, no
sunglasses.
No.
Yeah.
No, because the kids did lip sync to that song and they wore white button-up shirts specifically because that's what it actually is.
Pink.
Ugh.
Yeah, I 100% remember the white with the sunglasses because I wanted to do that for a Halloween costume.
I wonder, so you know the whole like, the is it a pink shirt or... green
yeah.
or whatever you know like those things where you two like the same person looking sees two different
me and like, Natalie always different see different like, ones
well I wonder yeah. if does this have anything to do with that could we just be like literally we each have different sides of our brains operating
no
to take
definitely
in-
not because if you Google Risky Business shirt whatever it's pink
Yeah, but I'm, yeah, you're right. You can see it now. But I'm just saying, like, on a different level, could it be that we, that it's not two different timelines. It's literally, like, two different types of brains that are just taking in reality two different ways entirely?
Nope.
It could be. Because we're, it's our brains that are interpreting energy always. It's not, none of this is real. I guess. Physical things aren't real.
That's, okay, that's a good point. But wouldn't they continue to be different and then we would just never agree on anything? Like, what makes the change? Who wins? You know what I mean?
Well, we just argue about it and remember things wrong.
But it's on camera.
I know. I don't know. I was reading a book that tripped me out because the guy was saying how our brains, the image that we see of things, is actually just our brain's recreation of the energy that's here. Like, we're not actually, our eyes aren't actually seeing anything that's right in front of us. It's taking, like, decoding the memory of the energy of what we had just observed, like, a millisecond prior. And it's creating a picture in our minds, but that's, we're not actually ever seeing anything. It's just, that, like, so cool. An interpreted snapshot.
And it's also kind of creepy, like, if you know how your eyeballs flip the image.
Oh, yeah.
So, really, we're upside down on this, like, everything, like.
We're naturally flipping everything we're seeing. Yeah, that's weird. Everything's weird.
So, we're literally, everything is upside down, but our brain makes it right side up. So, I don't understand how that is possible. What's up, what's down? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No.
Also, I found out the other day that magenta, it does not exist. Like, huh. Your brain. Yeah, so every color, everybody knows, like, who knows what green is? Like, it's what we think it is. But magenta, your brain, that's, like, the one color your brain can't comprehend. So it just makes it magenta.
Weird. I love that color, too.
Yeah, it's because you create it.
Another color Mandela effect, isn't it, was it chartreuse?
Yeah, the pink and the green. It's always been green for me.
No, it's always been red for me.
Oh, weird. Because, like, chartreuse is, like, my favorite color. It's, like, that green.
And I thought it would have been my favorite color, a deep red.
Weird. Ooh.
So maybe there are, like, a bunch of timelines that came together because we all just pick and choose which Mandela effects we remember.
So going back to Pan, Nimrod, that whole conversation, whenever we realized it, we contacted everybody we knew at the time that we had talked about Nimrod to. Like, I remember I talked to my mom about it. I don't know why. And she was like, oh, no, I remember it being Nimrod. And then she had never heard of Nimrod in the Bible or Pan being a deity or whatever. And then I reached out to somebody else who is kind of a Wiccan, pagan person who would know. And she's like, it's always been Pan. Nimrod's in the Bible, so you can't ask people who weren't in your circle at the time. Because we all remember the Nimrod.
Right. It would be strange to ask somebody in our circle and not get that confirmation. It just seems like our souls traveled together
to this time. And for those of you who did not listen to the devil episode, A, you should listen to it. B, because that was, like, we figured it out during that conversation. But Nimrod was Aisha's spirit guide, and he was basically, if you Google Pan, that's what Nimrod used to be when we would Google.
The same images come up, the same articles come up, except now it says Pan instead of Nimrod.
Yeah, and Pan apparently, or Nimrod was in the Bible, but there's in our timeline, he
Nimrod
was never.
As a horned deity.
Yeah, so look him up. It's creepy. Maybe you remember the same timeline we remember. I don't know, but. Yeah. Actually, that could be possible if you guys are on our same timeline. So. Yeah,
that would be interesting if you guys have heard Nimrod the horned deity.
Okay, that's all I got for Mandela effects.
Same.
We don't know what it is.
If you have any theories.
We do think it's timeline jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks for listening.
Bye.